I don't understand why teaching science must be dreary, and it's not always. I mean, the best teacher I ever had was my high school physics teacher. He was funny. He was energetic. He, you know, physics. This is physics. You know, I love physics, and I actually used some of the stuff from that class when I was working on Packing for Mars. Like, I was thinking, I understand orbits. Why things orbit the way they do, because we had to plot orbits back in physics, and it was actually fun. We had this, you know, this big piece of paper, and you had like a string, and you had the vector, you know, the force of inertia going this way, and the pull of gravitation going that way, and then the compromise in between is where the thing goes, and it kind of does this elliptical orbit, and it was fun. And he was cute. I had a crush on him. That makes so much difference in terms of learning. It was fun and funny and entertaining when he taught, and it stayed with me. Whereas a lot of I had incredibly dull chemistry
sure
teacher.
Yeah, I think,
to this day, you won't see me writing about chemistry. I retained nothing. So
right. But that comes us back to again. Then though, are we being taught more than we know? Or we need to know that's one of that we fall behind and we measure ourselves artificially. Is it that our technology, almost like a science fiction story, mm-hmm. that the technology that's at all of our fingertips is also preventing us from developing new technology? That we become that part of our brain becomes atrophied because we're surrounded by so many things that assist us.
Yes. Right. When I was a kid, my brother knew how to use a slide rule.
Right.
And I was the generation that had the calculator.
Right.
That kind of thing.
And now you got calculators on your cell phones. That it's the ubiquity of calculators. It's the all of this stuff is everywhere. So why do we need to be able to do, because we're behind in math numbers too.
Yeah,
why do we need to do that stuff?
Well, it's an interesting challenge because you would mean you'd need to take kids at an early age and determine, are these the kids that are going to go on to need geometry, calculus, whatever, you know, because they're going to go into science, or are these kids they're never going to need this skill, so why are we teaching them this? I mean, how do you make that distinction? You kind of have to, you know, get them all up to a certain point, and then they can make the decision on their own. That's a tough one.
Well, and yet it may just be that the day that we actually need it, we'll start to do it again. So that if something fails, or that we've got, it's not just a matter of how we measure against Denmark, right?
We always,
no matter what we're doing, we do badly when we're compared to Denmark. But it's a much smaller country, and it's very homogenized, and we're not. And so we have all of these things going on. We have plenty of people. Do we really need 300 million scientists? Right? I mean,
Do we?
What's the purpose of us all being so super educated at science? Can it not be that we have enough people for whatever science jobs are out there, and they're all very qualified, and each science job is, you know, four people deep with applicants, so that, you know, wherever there's somebody that needs to do science, we've got somebody there that can do it.
I think it's a sort of a national inferiority complex that we're getting on a global level. You know, you have so many students coming from Asia, coming from India and China, and going to school here. I mean, I'm in the Bay Area, UC Berkeley, has a tremendous number of super smart kids coming in from overseas. And, you know, you start to think, God, we're just like the dunces in the corner.
Right.
And I guess it's just a matter of national pride on one level. I mean, sure, those jobs can be filled, certainly, but then we're kind of outsourcing inside our own borders, as it were. So I don't know.
I think we need scientists for the science jobs. We need art students for the art jobs.
Right.
We need, you know, I think we just, as a society that's large enough to be able to do that, I don't think we have to. It's like, you know, we probably need more people to be bilingual now than we've ever had before,
right.
In order to get by, just because there's a lot more of that going on. And that's probably something that we fall behind on and we probably need to do better at.
Right.
But that one's actually sort of a practical thing. And I think that's probably that's what's improving these days is people being able to do language skills.
Right. But, you know, I think that it's, if you set a setting aside, you know, jobs and what people need to get by in terms of careers and things, that there's something to be said for bringing students up to a certain level of scientific literacy just so that they have an understanding of the things that they see around them. I mean, science is the world. Science is you. It's your body. It's your dog. It's the weather. It's technology. And so it's good to understand how things work.